Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A butcher died while trying to slaughter a pig in Hong Kong on Friday. The 61-year-old butcher who worked at the Shengxi Slaughterhouse was knocked to the ground by the struggling pig and sustained a wound from a 15-inch meat cleaver that he had.
Whoa!
Yeah, the butcher had been about to kill the pig, which he had already shot with an electric stun gun when it regained consciousness and knocked him over.
You just got porked, bitch.
Egg. A colleague, he knew that the pig knew he was going to die.
Yeah,
he was
taking you with
him. He's taking somebody out with him, and he did die. But yeah, he porked him before he kicked off. A colleague found the man unconscious with a cleaver in his hand and a wound to his left foot, police said, and he was taken to the hospital and was later certified dead. The police force said that the cause of death has yet to be determined. The city's labor department said that it has launched an investigation.
That's wild.
Into the incident, yeah. A man in North Carolina stole a John Deere tractor, inciting a low-speed chase.
This is great footage.
Police claim the driver of the stolen tractor is one Ronnie Hicks, whom the police are allegedly very familiar with. No one was hurt or injured during the chase.
I'm my own man.
Despite the John Deere reaching up to speeds of up to 20 miles per hour down U.S. Highway 421, the bizarre pursuit was the antithesis of a high-speed chase, but the newspaper referred to Ronnie Hicks' quote, blistering speeds and erratic driving as cause for the many police cruisers that joined in the chase as the tractor had terrorized motorists.
You heard that moron Ronnie Hicks did.
43-year-old Hicks reportedly crashed into stationary cars and even tried to hit pedestrians with the tractor in a parking lot at first. I then sped down U.S. Highway 421, threatening to drive into cars on the road. He eventually rammed the John Deere into a police cruiser, but was forced to get off the tractor and flee on foot after turning onto some back roads.
He ran away?
Yes.
Yeah. They'll never find me.
Yeah. After Hicks was caught, and they tried to use, like, spike strips and all that stuff on this tractor, which don't work.
I'm not Ronnie Hicks. I'm a tree.
After
You're a tree?
Yeah. Ronnie Hicks went that way.
Oh, my God.
He went that away.
Yeah. Well, thank you, tree.
After Hicks was caught at the dead end and the tractor was impaired by shots to its tires, the thief jumped off brandishing a knife. Police claim they finally had to use a taser to stop Hicks.
I drove a tractor once and got it up to a decent speed. They're actually pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
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 Chuck bought a he bought a lawnmower and drove it home. Actually, my brother-in-law did the same thing. But, yeah, he lived like a mile away from the Lowe's that he
bought. Yeah, you could do that.
So police had to finally use a taser, and they added, this isn't the first time that old Ronnie has had a run-in with the law.
That boy's not right.
After the chase, the tractor thief was arrested on charges of reckless driving.
He put your gum in his ears.
Driving while impaired, among others. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. he dropped it to baby in it.
Authorities are piecing together how five inmates escaped from a Missouri jail. This happened on Friday. The inmates escaped from the St. Francois County Jail on Tuesday evening. I'm sorry. They got him, I think, on Friday. The inmates got into a cell that was supposed to be closed off due to plumbing repairs, removed the sink and toilet, climbed through the wall,
and flushed themselves out.
And made it down from the roof using a ladder that a contractor had left standing against the building.
This is very Escape from Alcatraz.
Well, and they got they had a lot of things in their favor. Jail cameras that would have captured them leaving were down due to the construction. After escaping from the jail, they ran to an office building parking lot and somehow found a car with the keys in it and a full tank of gas.
Seems kind of weird, doesn't it?
It does, but the sheriff said they just got lucky somehow or another. All five inmates have criminal records that go back years. Sheriff's department said in a statement that all five had been recaptured by mid-morning Saturday. One inmate was located at a secondhand retail store in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. The other four were apprehended in Ohio on Friday.
I'm going to suggest this. Make sure all the cameras in a prison are up and running all the time. To shut them off is stupid.
In California, a woman is dead after veering her Tesla into a swimming pool. Saturday morning, the California Highway Patrol said around 7:25 a.m. they received calls about a car in a residential swimming pool. The unnamed female driver, for reasons currently unknown, allowed her vehicle to veer right and crash through a fence. entered the pool in the backyard and came to a stop against the pool's wall. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt during the crash and died at the scene from her injuries. Officials said it was a 2019 model. She was the only occupant. None of the homeowners or its occupants were injured. The home and pool belonged to Barbara Kuffner, who said she was jolted from her sleep when it happened. A friend and guest of Kuffner immediately ran to assist. She said he was there trying to open the car and get the person out, but couldn't. She said, I called 911, and they came within 5 minutes. So obviously they're trying to find out exactly what did she do it on purpose or
a heart attack?
I don't know.
As of
now, they don't know.
Cheap way to clean the car.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. On Monday night, and this will be our last story, a thief broke into the administrative office at the Tukwila Community Center and stole an iPad, laptop, and a charging cable. And police have nicknamed the suspect the Phantom Pooper.
Phantom Pooper.
After they left behind a little DNA evidence in the sink.
No, he took a dump in the sink.
The suspect also left behind digital evidence when they merged the stolen laptops.
Let me see that.
Apple account.
Poop.
To their personal account.
You didn't need to taste it.
I'm sorry. Let me test this real quick.
Poop.
It's poop. The police report said, needless to say, we do not see a lengthy, prosperous criminal career in the field of hacking for the suspect. Said suspect is encouraged to wash his hands with soap and then come down to our station to return the stolen items and discuss his options to save everyone some time. So for whatever reason, the person wanted to take a dump in the sink and they did it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Canadian woman who caused $10 million in damages after driving drunk, crashing into a house, and causing an explosion.
Jeez.
Is now suing the concert venue that provided her alcoholic beverages, as she claims the owners are to blame.
You should have known better.
The car bomb fiasco occurred in 2019 when Daniela Lees was driving home from a Marilyn Manson concert in London, Ontario.
Oh, jeez.
After drinking at the show and getting behind the wheel, Lee's crashed her Ford Fusion, registered to her father, into a brick home, rupturing a gas line and triggering a massive explosion that destroyed four houses and injured seven people. Falling embers led to blazes in several homes nearby, and the entire neighborhood had to be evacuated with gas and water services shut off in the area.
It was your fault.
All told, the blast reportedly caused damages in the neighborhood of $9.8 million to $14.7
million. $10 million.
Victims.
$10 million.
Included two police officers and two firefighters who suffered numerous injuries, with one firefighter forced to spend more than a week in the hospital before being discharged. Lee subsequently pled guilty to four counts of impaired driving. Got a three-year prison sentence. However, the Canuck wasn't about to throw away her shot at easing the financial strain. This month, she and her father, Sean, filed a lawsuit against Ovations Ontario Food Services, the company distributed the hooch, and they claimed that the libations purveyor shares liability for the blast on the grounds that staffers ejected Lees from the venue while failing to take steps to ensure that she would not drive home. But she caused huge problem.
I don't think I've ever heard that amount of damage associated with a car crash.
Yeah, me either. Let's see. A school cafeteria worker in Louisiana is accused of selling food containing marijuana. 45-year-old Timisha Cones, who's a temporary cafeteria worker at Jewel M. Sumner High School, was arrested on Friday for reportedly selling homemade baked goods laced with marijuana.
This is great.
Authorities said they were notified through a Crime Stoppers ad that a cafeteria worker was allegedly selling homemade edibles. The superintendent, Melissa Stilley, said that Crohn's was a substitute worker hired by a staffing service that places fill-in employees within the school.
These sloppy joes were great.
No further information regarding the incident is available. A San Francisco State University student athlete went missing Thursday after jumping into the waters near Pacifica during a polar plunge. Hamza Alzadi was hit by a large wave while he and two others were swimming at Esplanade Beach. The wave pulled Alzadi away from the shoreline. A quick search then began. He was a member of the school's wrestling team, by the way. Two friends who were in the water with him at the time of the disappearance searched for the wrestler, but eventually dialed 911, making it back to the beach. Crews used drones, aircraft, surface vehicles before calling off the search on Friday.
That's horrible.
They've stopped.
I've done my share of polar plunges, and it's usually calmer water.
Mm-hmm. School officials said search efforts will not resume this weekend. Authorities are no longer actively searching. That's horrible. Pacifica, by the way, is about 15 miles north of San Francisco, and during the time of his polar plunge, the area was reportedly experiencing riptides. So he must have got in there and got overwhelmed and got taken out. It's a terrible story. Rangers in northeastern Australia were astonished when they stumbled across what may be the largest toad on record, weighing nearly 6 pounds.
Crikey!
Dubbed Toadzilla by the Rangers, the 5.9-pound amphibian was found in Conaway National Park in Queensland last week when park officials were conducting track work. In a tweet on Thursday, the department said rangers were shocked to find a monster cane toad. Toadzilla was removed by rangers as cane toads destroy Australia's native wildlife.
The thing's enormous.
Ranger Kylie Gray said the team came across the mammoth creature when she left their vehicle as they stopped to let a snake slither across track. She said it reached down, grabbed the cane toad, and could not believe how heavy it was. We dubbed it Toadzilla. They worked quickly to remove it from the wild because a cane toad of its size will eat anything it can fit into its mouth. Believed to be female, as they typically larger than their male counterparts, the toad was taken back to the Rangers base where she was weighed. Rangers say Toadzilla could set a new record. Toadzilla was placed in a bucket with water for her monumental weigh-in. The current Guinness World Record for the largest toad was set in 1991. By Prinsen, a pet toad in Sweden, which weighed a hefty 5.13 pounds. So this one's way bigger than that.
Yeah, have a champ here.
Toadzilla has since been euthanized due to the environmental damage that
they
caused.
So the story ends nicely.
They caught it and they killed it.
Beat it to death with a ball peen hammer.
Yep. A man died in a Manhattan subway shoving early Friday morning after another rider pushed him to the tracks from an Upper West Side station platform. This has an interesting twist to it. The victim and the suspect were engaging in sexual activity on a southbound number 2 train and began feuding. The train conductor ejected both men from the train, and the train operator used his horn to alert police. As the fight heated up, Andre Boyce put the other man in a headlock and hurled him to the number 1 train tracks. I mean, they were just having sex.
Yes.
And then it turns
to degenerate.
The victim,
they were fighting over who was the Rhoda and who was the Mary.
The victim hit his head as he fell. Police officers patrolling the station on the platform witnessed the incident and rushed to the downtown platform where they quickly grabbed Boyce. Medics rushed the victim to Mount Sinai, but he could not be saved. Boyce was charged with manslaughter. The identity of the victim has not been released as of yet.
Well, it started out so wonderful.
I know. They were having a good time, right? And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.